Thank you so much and welcome. It is time, you're right, for the good stuff. And it's Mike and Kim bringing you some great things to just make your day a little more relaxing. I just heard again the facts about taking a little bit of time and thinking of the good stuff and not the bad stuff is just healthy for us. While we're doing that, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they talk about successful breeders, they immerse you in the thrills of rodeo news, and they explore exciting upcoming events, along with a focus on everything from grain to performance horses. They're a rancher's weekly Bible. You need to check them out. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com, is what ranchers read.
And the Tri-State Livestock News wants to wish everyone a very merry, merry Christmas. And also, Rick and Lynn Shippey out of Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota, would like to wish everyone a very merry Christmas as well. Whether you're buying, selling, auctioning land, well, it's Shippey Realty, Winter, South Dakota. Well, this is about empty nest syndrome, and you know you're suffering from that when you've thrown out the better part of the last several one-gallon jugs of milk, but you still can't bring yourself to buy the one-quart cartons.
Yep, that's a marker.
Empty nest syndrome. You called the power company and asked them to check your meter because the hot water bill has been way too low. Or you might be empty nest syndrome if you suddenly realize that you no longer need to include video late fees as part of the monthly budget. Mm. That's kind of timely, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
And you're shocked when you notice that you can push the buttons on the car radio and know what station you're going to get. Those favorites out there.
Yes.
What radio stations did you listen to growing up? I used to be able to get KOMA out of Oklahoma City or KSDP. Sometimes you could get K-Fire out of Bismarck.
You must have listened more at night than I did, because I listened to daytime radio. I was from up around Pier and listened to KCCR and KGFX, and I don't remember listening much at night, except KOMA.
I was driving around, wasting my youth.
Yes, you were. That's what it was. I lived out in the country too far. We didn't do that stuff.
What do you have for the good stuff?
All I want for Christmas. As a little girl climbed onto Santa's lap, Santa asked the usual, "And what would you like for Christmas?" The child stared at him open-mouthed and horrified for a minute, then gasped, "Didn't you get my email?"
Oh, well, yeah.
A sign of the time. Let's switch to a poem by Rodney Nelson. It was on a prairie Christmas Eve one night so long ago, some cowboys got together as they had nowhere to go. Their lives had all been simple, so their eager ears were keen when some hands spoke of other lands and places they had seen. There was one among them with much silver in his hair. The others knew this wanderer had been most everywhere. They had heard as many stories of the places he had been, but was there ever anything he wished that he had not seen? Yes, he nodded thoughtfully as he stared into the night. I'd forsake my every memory to have seen one precious sight. I've seen some awesome happenings, and some you won't believe, but I'd love to have been in Bethlehem on that first Christmas Eve. Can't you see the humble stable? Can't you feel the desert air? Can't you see the look of wonder on the shepherds who was there? Can't you see that bright star shining? Can't you hear the angels sing? But I'd love to have been in Bethlehem on the birthday of the king. I've seen the greatest armies and some battles that they fought. I've traveled through the forest and the lands those men have sought. I have so many memories of my travels on this earth, but I'd trade them in a heartbeat to have seen the Christ child's birth. I've climbed the tallest mountains, have sailed the seven seas. I've walked in gilded palaces of the rich nobility. I can see the humble stable. I can feel the desert air. I can see the look of wonder on the shepherds who were there. I can see that bright star shining. I can hear the angels sing. Oh, how I'd love to have been in Bethlehem on the birthday of the king.
Boy, probably should give everybody a chance to get that lump out of their throat now.
Maybe.
While you're doing that, I'm going to remind you about Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota, grateful for their customers and their community. The holidays are a time to open up our hearts, to pause and reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats in Belfouche.
And we want you to be careful, but especially WW Tire Service wants you to be careful this holiday season when you're traveling. They have 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of his crew say, be safe, take precautions, and, of course, Merry Christmas.
And that's the good stuff.